This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreestyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I hope you haven't forgot about me, but it's so wonderful to be back with you guys. Took a little cruise, had a good time, got some sun. Actually, it rained like almost every day, but that's okay. So glad to be back. That's what's important. 49er stuff, and I love it because our streak of anytime I go anywhere I cannot record, I tried. I bought the data package, premium, everything, and tried to get, just wouldn't even get close to being able to do a live show. The 49ers do a trade, bring in Bryce Huff, and passed his physical as of just a day ago. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Malik Knowles because a big fan of him, again, like under the radar signing, a big time, you know, wide receiver, 2023 undrafted free agent out of Kansas State, whoopity, whoopity, whoop, whatever. I completely disagree. And for those of you who have been with the 49ers Rush Podcast for a while, we do this thing called the Rush Crush. That was one of my Rush Crushes, Malik Knowles. Now, it had an undisclosed injury. We'll dive into all that. I want to get into my pre-draft write-up and all that. But, you know, the home run, the big news, it's Bryce Huff. So that's definitely got to be the meat and potatoes of today's show. So just finished an all-22 draft breakdown, which is up on the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon page. Both descriptions, links are in the description of this video and or podcast. So that's up and live. So for all of the supporters that help us out, That's up now. Probably one of the longest breakdowns I've done in a while, but we're going to add on to that as well. So there's going to be a lot more of those, and we're going to get a Malik Knowles one up as well. Excited about both those players. So excited to be back with you guys. I love it. I missed you very, very much. I do not like taking the breaks from the show, but at sometimes I have to. It's just healthy. It's what it is. Look at this. Hey, Sid, how we doing, man? She says, Vegas, baby. Oh, we're looking at that Vegas preseason game. We might be there. We might be there. Monkey Boy, not just depth, but good talent addition at the defensive end. It's a bit of a relief. You know, we did a show just last week before I went on a quick little vacation. The shallowest positions at four, defensive end was right up there. And I remember disagreeing with Ben, who I respect the hell out of Ben. But I was like, this position, the 49ers do not have the depth at the defensive end spot. And at no point do they have anywhere close to this pass rush specialist, a speed rusher. I think that there are some major misnomers out there about Bryce Huff that the film doesn't quite back up. Because when people see 6'3", 255, pass rush specialist, oh, that looks like D Ford. That smells like D Ford. He's got to be a D Ford guy. I don't think that he really is. Not saying he's not a speed rusher. I don't think that's how he wins. So we're going to go through some of my film notes on him and kind of hopefully clear some stuff up for some. But yes, Monkey, I'm with you 1,000%. Defensive end was a major need. And almost all the guys outside of Bosa that you had are run stuffers. Even though you have a 4-4 guy in Robert Beal Jr., he's a run stuffer only in special teams player so far through his career. So to bet on him to be your speed rusher or, you know, pass rush specialist, that's too risky. It's too rich for me. That was way too rich for me. But now you get Bryce Huff. He passes the physical. It's official. You have him this year and next year under contract for 2 years. I think that's huge. And you get him at such a bargain. You know, the Eagles took more salary than we did. Gave up a fifth round pick, hopefully. And again, you know, we don't know what the performance enhancers are to qualify for a fourth round pick because it's a fifth round conditional pick next year. But if he has certain qualifiers, performance, you know, he hits those marks, it jumps to a fourth. Every 49ers fan of the world and Eagles fan wants that to be a fourth round pick. And it is a major bit of a relief. What's up, Kim? What's up, Darren? Appreciate you guys. Alex, hope you had a good trip. Thank you, man. I did. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Been waiting for you to break down the Huff trade, and welcome back. Thank you. And I haven't listened to any other shows while I was away because I was like, you know what? I want to get back. I want to dive into the film. I want to come to my own conclusion. So hopefully it's a bit of fresh air and hopefully it's a bit of a different take because I really do like the trade, but I am not in this, oh, you know, you got a 12 sack a year guy and, you know, oh, you know, he's our starter. No, I don't think he's any of those things. I think he is a pass rush specialist only and not a true speed rusher, but, Rob, he says, John, where's the hat from? Man, this is a buddy. You know, I'm just always trying to show as much respect and support as I can for, you know, the faithful from afar. And so for those of you that are listening, this is a gold hat with the SF, but it's got the Iron Jack behind it, you know, the UK Iron Jack. And so the faithful, I freaking love those guys and, you know, Flackers and, you know, just Paul Hope, all those guys. So just always trying to show support as much as I could. But, yeah, this is a custom one. I don't think it's for sale. I'll talk to my guy, see if he wants to. But I've got a couple questions on this. But, man, I love these hats. I think they're great. Right here, Mike, we could have two top 10 pass rush win rate edges. Now, this, Mike, and I love Mike. He's a great dude. I feel significantly better about the team now. Let's dive into Bryce Huff, okay? What he is, what he isn't. He is a pass rush specialist. Check, 100%. That is what he is. Now, what he isn't, he's not a speed rusher. And what makes Bryce Huff so unique, undrafted free agent, came out COVID year, makes it even more weird. You don't have a combine, wasn't invited to the combine. You don't even have pro day numbers because it was canceled during COVID. You have no testing metrics whatsoever for this guy. Now you have NFL tape, which is better than all the testing metrics. And this is why I think there's so many misnomers out there about him. Oh yeah, speed rusher. We got that D Ford guy. Dude, he ain't D Ford. Now, when he gets at a 4-point stance, and his butt's so high up in the air, and he's got that like freaking drag racer, you know, stance, looks like D Ford. Doesn't play like D Ford. That is not how he wins. And Mike puts in there pass rush win rate. That is where he excels. That is what he is best at. He always has a plan, never stays blocked. But he's not a one-trick pony in the fact that just speed bend, speed bend, speed bend, speed. That's what D4 did. That's all he did. And that's not what Bryce Huff is. He is a calculated pass. It's weird because you can't put – let me rephrase this. What Bryce Huff is best at is hand usage. He does not allow blockers, offensive tackles, to get their hands in front of his chest, really ever. He very unorthodox, and it's hard to prepare for these guys. He's a Stevie Johnson wide receiver. Like, he's a Juwan Jennings wide receiver at the edge position. 6'3", 255 with 31-inch arms. No length, no size. He's not even like got a lot of power to his game, but he plays well with leverage. He just pisses tackles off because they never get clean shots on his chest. He's a hand-on-hand combat technician that just, man, constant hand on elbow, double chop. He does a Euro step jump chop move, which is so stupid, but it works. He'll blitz, like he'll press upfield. Now, he does have good burst. He does have good quickness. I just don't think he's a speed guy. But anyway, he'll burst upfield to the upfield shoulder, and he'll jump like freaking Mortal Kombat 2, Johnny Cage, Liu Kang, whatever you want to say. He'll jump and chop with his inside arm on the outside arm of the tackle. Makes no sense, but it works. And so it's like, hey, don't do that. And then he does it. It's like, yeah, okay, you can. Nobody else do what Bryce just did. Like, I remember, like, there are some guys that you coach and you're like, look, here's fundamental rules, here's fundamental techniques. We're going to keep one foot engaged with the ground all the time. We're not reaching across body. We're not doing spin. We're not doing those things. But then you get that one guy and it's like, coach, this just keeps working. All right, nobody else on the team do what he's doing. You can sometimes do this. That's what Bryce Huff is. And it makes so much more sense. Why didn't Bryce Huff work with the Eagles? Well, two solid reasons. One, dude can't cover. If you play that outside edge rush mentality in a Vic Fangio scheme, you got to be able to drop. You got to be able to drop into coverage. That ain't it. Let's talk with the Eagles guy. I'll leave that, whatever, unnamed. But I'm like, dude, talk to me because, you know, I thought when the Eagles got Bryce Huff, I thought it was a very poor pairing. I didn't think that he was a Fangio guy because he's not tough against the run. He is not a good run defender. And I don't think he can drop. Vic Fangio, you got to think about like Ahmad Brooks, right? You remember Ahmad Brooks? Like, he is the prototypical defensive end, outside linebacker, you know, all-purpose whatever in the Fangios. Yeah, like, that dude just did it all. He could rush the passer. He could stop the run. He could drop into zones. He could play inside, outside. He could do whatever it is you want to do. Bryce Huff ain't that. He's not stout. He's not tough against the run. And he can't drop in coverage. And so my Eagles guy was like, yeah, we knew in training camp, like you would see Vic Fangio physically upset in practice early on because he just could not get to his zone drops. That's not what he is. Now you look at kind of Bryce Huff throughout his career. Listen to these coverage snaps. He had 24 coverage snaps his rookie year, 2020. 8 coverage snaps, 2021. 8 coverage snaps, 2022. I'm sorry, 2 coverage snaps, 2022. 13 coverage snaps, 2023, his great year. And then 9 last year for the Eagles. They couldn't use him. They couldn't use him. Like, he did not fit what they do. But guess where he does fit? As a pass rush specialist in Robert Saleh's scheme, where he had all of his success. And so some things just don't fit. And this goes back to, all right, if you look at the draft and like, oh, so-and-so's a bust, so-and-so's a bust, so-and-so's a bust. Man, sometimes where you go, success ain't going to work. And we're talking about the Eagles who won the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean everybody fits that scheme. And Bryce just wasn't a fit. It just wasn't a fit there. He is a perfect fit for the 49ers. He is a perfect fit for the 49ers. So it's a constant, again, nuanced take, which I know that's not what people like. You have somebody that is going to help your biggest weakness on the team, which I think is pass rushing. I think the 49ers need that. They went out and prioritized almost everything. Stop the run with all of your draft picks. Mykael Williams, Alfred Collins, CJ West, even Nick Martin. Like, those guys are run stuffers. That's what they do. Well, now you're going and pairing. Okay, now we've got to fit the other side of that. We've built this roster defensively to stop the run. Even Upton Stout. Like, you got guys to stop the run. Even Marquise Siegel. Stop the run. Now let's build the opposite. Let's go get the passer. And I really do wish that teams, there's two questions, okay? What can this guy do? What can he not do? And there's two ways to look at this. Well, he can't do this, so we can't use him. Or, well, hold on. He can do this, so let's use him to do this and not the other stuff. Robert Saleh is pretty damn good at that. And so you can use this guy just as a pass rusher. Bryce Huff is never he's not a run defender. In fact, he's bad. He's a bad run defender. So don't use him as that. And I'm going through this tape. Like, we did, I did three tapes this morning whenever I woke up on the 2023 Bryce Huff season, the good and the bad, right? That was the idea. Just use him as the good. Now, it's not like if you run a draw play and he's out there, it's catastrophic touchdown. No, you don't see that on tape at all. It's just not what it is. And so this is a compliment to Mykael Williams. It will allow Mykael Williams to go along and progress at a pace that is healthy for him. He doesn't have to do everything now. This helps Mykael Williams probably as much as anybody. I know everybody wants to talk about like opposite Bosa, whatever else. No. This ensures Mykael Williams is going to be able to go at a pace he's comfortable with and can earn as many snaps as he wants. Mykael Williams is going to have zero issues early on, first, second down, stopping the run, base situations. That's not a situation. What he was asked to do in Georgia is more complex than what he's going to have to do for the 49ers in the run game. I'm not worried about that. The size, the length, the strength, the physicality, the experience. No concern there. The concern always was, can the pass rush productivity, can the sack rate, can the quarterback hits, can that progress? Well, now, guess what? Hey, Rook, you don't have to worry about this no more. We're going to take this cloak off you. You got a light load. You just work on this, and hey, we'll slowly work on the other stuff. But you don't have to worry about that because we got Bryce Huff. He's going to complete you. All right, little mini-me. You complete me, right? And he is mini compared to 6'3", 255. He's not small, but he's small, right? For an edge rusher. And so I think it's just a fit. And you got it for cheap. They're paying $9 million. You're paying $7 million. That is dirt cheap. Dirt cheap for a pass rush specialist. Oh, I'm super excited about this. Let me get to the chat. I've got a bunch more notes I want to get to here. Oh, look at this. I love it. Debbie does slots. She says 49ers UK, let's go. Yes. Oh, Steven, look at this. 49ers faithful UK here. They're the best. Go check out their channel if you haven't already. JD, John, I'm sad YouTube stopped. Let me know when you're live. Man, YouTube is a disaster. When Google bought them, it changed. I probably shouldn't say this, but that's okay. Some people get notifications, some people don't. I have notifications turned on, they don't come through half the time. But I appreciate you catching me, and I'm sorry that it's what it is. Look, Debbie, unorthodox works. If you can do unorthodox stuff and make it work, then great. It's about success. And if you have that, you keep doing that. Not that other people model what you do, because it just doesn't work that way. Why doesn't everybody just play like Barry Sanders, right? Oh, just do what Barry said. Well, not everybody can go backwards and then start and stop and have that content. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So everybody's different and they bring different skill sets to this. But if you try to put, you know, a square peg in a round hole, you're not going to get what you want. Ask Vic Fangio, even though they won the Super Bowl and they did a hell of a job. And everybody wants to talk. And again, I would agree with this. Howie Roseman's the best general manager in the NFL. It's not even freaking close. Doesn't mean he's always perfect. And so, yeah, that was a terrible signing. And they had to basically take all this salary dump just to get him off the roster. It wouldn't have fit. It wouldn't have fit. And, you know, usually when you're like, man, anybody trading with Howie Roseman, be careful. Man, I love this trade. I think it's a win-win for the Eagles. I think it's good for us. But, like, not everybody fits. So don't make him fit. Let him be him. Well, Robert Saleh's been with him. The best part of his career, he's been with him. And so you get to continue that. And I think that's huge. Now, oh, here we go.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Love it, love it, love it. Appreciate the kind words. Joe, welcome back, John. I missed you. I missed you too. What's up, CG? Oh, look at this, Alex. Man, you coming out to that Seattle Week 1 game, which is going to be epic. The Seattle Niners faithful, Alex, he says, seems good, John. Yeah, very, very good. And we're trying to organize something very, very special up in Seattle where, you know, the Seattle faithful, which is incredible, they do a welcoming of the 49ers playing every time the players come in and land in Seattle to, you know, enemy territory, but welcoming them. So we're working, I got a call later today, trying to set up some buses and stuff so people can come from, you know, our event, the official 49ers invasion event, go welcome the 49ers playing, players getting off, let them know we support them, come back, party with us and all those things. So stay tuned for that. That's separate details and whatever else that we're still working on, but it is good, the Bryce Huff trade. I freaking love it. I love it. I love it. What's up, Crazy Juice? Appreciate you guys. Glad that everybody's here. Yeah, the hat's getting some love, man. That's hey, sometimes you got to look good. You know what I mean? right here, Mike. If only Chapman could text several thousand of us individually. Ooh, that is an idea right there, Mike. We're working behind the scenes to create some private things. Stay tuned. Not the text service. I don't want to do that. But I'm just saying. Mr. Joe Huff is Leonard Floyd 2.0. I don't think, Mr. Joe, I'm going to disagree with you here. I don't even think they're comparable players. I know they play the same position. Leonard Floyd is much closer to Mikal Williams than he is Bryce Huff in my whatever, my own personal opinion. But disagreements are always a good thing. We do not always have to agree. Joe, pass rush specialist, consistent. That's music to my ears. Here's my notes. Not a true speed guy off the edge, but great productivity. He can win with speed. He can win with bend. That's not his first, second, or third go-to. Like, when people call him a speed rusher, he is. That's not wrong, but I'm like, that's not his first, second, or even third, like, go-to. It's not. Not great versus the run at all. Yeah, only 16 run snaps in 2023. Like, that's crazy. Sorry, 2024. Like, it's different. Not a coverage guy at all. That's why I think the Fangio thing didn't fit. Dip and rip. He loves to do that. He ghost shoulders a lot where he'll go up and hesitate. Like, he'll go up and almost do a crossover. He looks like a basketball player pass rusher. So in the pass rush, he'll go up and just like do like a hezzy step. And he waits for the tackle to extend his arms. And as soon as he does, he just dips that shoulder so that when contact is made from the offensive tackle, it's on the top of his shoulder pad or even the back of the nameplate, which happens more consistently than not. Then he dips that edge, rips, gets his hand up very consistently well. And so like kind of that dip move, that's his thing. He doesn't hit head up very consistently, which is one of my favorite things. That's why Robert Beal can't be a pass rusher. He runs head up into the guy all the time. Drake Jackson runs head up into the guy all the time. Those guys just haven't worked. Nobody gets this guy in the front. It's so consistently just offensive tackles don't like playing against him because, well, typically this works. It doesn't work against him. And how many guys are doing a crossover move or a Euro step or a jump chop move whenever you're engaging the offensive tackle in a pass rush? Like, it's not a lot. He's a weird cat. Seems to always have a plan. He has 5-6 moves, and he will use them all. Swim move, over under, double hand chop. Man, he gets that under the elbow to clear the arms off. Bryce Huff and Nick Bosa together, that's their best trait. Nick Bosa's a top 5 defensive end, wherever you want to put him. I don't care. What he's one of the top guys. He's not the top tier. I think Myles Garrett's by himself. Then it's about 6 to 7 other guys. Nick Bosa's in that wherever you want to put him. You want to put him 2, I don't mind. You want to put him 7, I don't mind. He's around there, right? But Nick Bosa's best trait, it's not speed, it's not strength, it's not length, it's not size, it's none of those. It's pass rush plan, and it's hand technique. That's what makes Nick Bosa what he is. Now, Nick Bosa and Bryce Huff don't have a lot of carryover, but again, it's technique and it's hand usage. That is what makes Bryce Huff so good. Hand-on-hand combat, he's as good as anybody in the business. Now, you have not one, you have 2 of those guys. You get a raw offensive tackle, they are going to struggle with these 49ers edge rushers. Just period. Bend is good. I put quicker than fast, but good burst. But it's a changeup pitch. His speed rush is not his first go-to move. So when people tell you he's a speed rusher, I don't know if they're watching a lot of tape of him. I just put out a clip on Twitter of like, I went through 2 full games. I was like, ooh, like you saw maybe 1 to 2 just straight speed bend off the edge reps, but not a lot. Energy hustle shows. Bend is good. He has good bend. Being 6'3 as a pass rusher, you have to. He has that. But like, why was this guy an undrafted free agent? Doesn't have length, doesn't have size, had decent production at Memphis, but not great. He doesn't look like the guys that are good at what he does. But that's just where it is. So, yeah. What's up, Papa J? I'm going to be in Houston during the game. I would love to meet. Oh, heck yeah, dude. Yeah, always reach out. SeaTalk Airport, baby. Here we come. I love that. I just hope he's not Hargrave 2.0. Well, this dude's, we're paying him $7 million. So he's getting about a fourth of the contract of Javon Hargrave. and you have no long-term ties to him either. You have him this year, next year. We'll have to wait and see how the contract details and everything completely worked out. But yeah, like, you got this pennies on the dollar. You paid a premium for Hargrave, and that's one of the worst contract signings ever. This is $7 million. Like, nah, it's not even close to the same thing. Jurdok, you think Salah gets the most out of him, or was it just a one-year wonder, 10-sack season? No, I do not think that that is the case at all, because you go back and look at kind of what he did consistently. He was very disruptive. Now, he's got 20 sacks in his career. Yeah, but there's a 10-year, you know, he had a 10-sack year, 3.5-sack year, 2.5-sack year. So it took him a while to get into that role. But, like, I'm telling you, this for the average going rate in the NFL for a sack is $1.5 to $2 million per sack. That's the value. Okay. So if this dude gets 4 sacks, that is the equivalent of what you're paying him. So if we're going to, and I know this won't get clicks or whatever else, but like, if you told me right now, Bryce Huff gets 4.5 sacks for the 49ers this year, this was a successful trade. That is what you're paying him. So if he's going to play to the contract that the 49ers, 4.5 sacks is the over under, is what it should be. And I know somebody's listening to this like, really? That kind of sucks. But like, that is today's NFL. And like, if he gets 4.5 sacks, I feel, man, wait, this is a great trade. You did what you wanted to do. And people are like, no, that's terrible. You got to have way more sacks. Well, look at the Eagles last year. The Eagles had 3 players with more than 4.5 sacks on their whole team. Jalen Carter, who everybody talks about, so he had 4.5 sacks. Zach Bond, who would have been one of my votes for Defensive Player of the Year, 3.5 sacks. Brandon Graham, 3.5 sacks. Like, Jordan Davis, 1 sack. Like, Let's look at the 49ers. Like, how many guys had now? You're talking about Nick Sorensen coach defense, one of the worst defenses in the history of 49ers franchise. Yeah. Oop, sorry about that. We're plugged in, hardwired. I don't know what happened there. That's a new one. Maybe they're messing with our internet. Sorry if we lost any of you guys. But we're back, baby. I don't know what that was. That was weird. That's never happened here. I'm hardwired. What's going on? Anyway, the 49ers had 3 players with more than that, right? Etur Gross-Matos, 4 sacks. Kevin Givens, 3.5. Sam O, 3. Like, 4.5 sacks. That's... you got what you paid for. Now, anything over that, that's gravy. If he's under that, that doesn't mean it's a failure, but that's kind of the going rate. For $7 million, if you get 4 sacks, you successfully, that was a good trade. The depth, that's huge. 49ers don't have depth on this team. They don't. Not with the way it's constructed. You got a lot of rookie depth. That's not very reliable. Yeah, I'm just saying, a one-trick pony is worth... He's not a one-trick... I don't understand this, Jurdok. I mean, if the one trick is pass rushing, he's got multiple tricks. But he is a pass rusher only. And there's a premium on that. He says depth matters. Yeah, he is a depth piece. He's not a starter. He hasn't started. Like, that's not what Bryce Huff does. He's a pass rush specialist. Remember what you gave up for Dee Ford, right? You gave up a second-round pick, top-of-the-market deal, all that kind of stuff, but like, he never paid dividends at all. You saw the glimpses. Dee Ford had a 6.5 sack year for us. He only started 2 games in 3 years for the 49ers. You're getting a pass rush specialist at a discount. That's a veteran that you know fits your scheme, you know fits your coaching staff, you know fits your style. That's fine. People could disagree with me, but like, and I could make a post that's like, oh, Bryce Huff guaranteed double-digit sacks opposite Nick Bosa. Oh, the 49ers have best pass rush duo on it. And if somebody else did that, I'm not trying to throw shade on them. You got to get your money. You got to get your clips. But I'm here to tell you what is realistic and try to bring things to earth a little bit. So I don't think that this is a blockbuster trade. I think that this is, you filled a major need at a fraction of the cost. And yeah, four sacks would be worth it, in my opinion. And that's okay. It's not even a full $8 million. It's not even that. So, but that's the way the NFL is. Yeah, six would be great. Sign me up right now. Four sacks plus opens up Bosa to get double-digit sacks. I'll take it. Yes. Allow, you know, Mykal Williams to grow into his role. Yes, I like that. And you know, you see it too in the 2023 tape with the Jets. They have, you know, an all-pro player in, you know, their edge rusher. Man, what's his name? Jackson from, oh man, I'm going to mess this up. Dang it. The Florida State pass rusher guy. He was one of my favorite players. This is going to piss me off. I want to be so upset. Here we go. I'm going to get it right because this is going to bother me. Jermaine. Jermaine. Yeah, there we go. So, like, you allowed him to kind of be that guy, Jermaine Jackson. And so Jermaine Jackson is your starter, but he kicks inside and rushes over the guard on pass rush downs. You bring Bryce Huff in. That's exactly what you're going to do with Mykal Williams. Like, the blueprint's there. It's already there. Nick Bosa's always where Nick Bosa is. You kick him in. Mykal Williams, he stops the run early. Then he goes and rushes over the guard. You bring Bryce Huff in. Man, that makes you better at defensive tackle by a pass rusher. It makes you better at defensive end. Plus, you have the depth. Ah, I love it. Big Tone. Appreciate the super chat. Waiting all week for this. Was going to get, I missed that second part. DAABV. Oh, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. don't do that. That's what I on the cruise, it probably did. But, you know, we're not driving, so it's what it is. Sack production is expensive. I love it. Right here, that was Breezy. Man, Breezy's the man. I can't wait to record with them next week. That's going to be fun. Let's see. John, that's an average of one sack every four games. That's the NFL. That's the NFL. I don't know what else you want. I mean, Jalen Carter, everybody holds, is like one of the best draft picks ever. And it's like, it's what it is. Now, they're completely different players. They have different specialties. But that's what you're getting. And that's where it is. Let's see here. Late to the party. What's up, Bobo? Glad to see you. What did I miss a super chat? I sure did. Sorry. Tommy, freaking John ghosting us. No way, man. Even while I was gone, we started our 90-man roster series, which is a lot of fun, a lot of work. And sure enough, this is what happens every year on the back end of the roster, guys. You know, we did a Nicholas Petit Frere show, and he got waived. He got cut, and that's going to happen even more so. And, you know, that's just what we're going to do. So we got to replace that show. So the 91-man roster becomes 92-man roster. We'll replace that. And that's what it is. Excited about that series. So, you know, and I'll say this. If you want to understand the roster and kind of where these guys are, please take time to go through our 90-man roster series, whether that's on YouTube, whatever else, that is there. Check that out because we put in a lot of time in the NFL. The 49ers team works really, really hard on that, and it's just a lot of fun. Right here, who do you think has more sacks, Huff or Martin? I'm taking Huff. Yeah, big time. The 49ers blitz back. Robert Saleh blitzes backers a lot, but I think that's going to be a lot. I would prefer them blitz Nick Martin and then allow Fred Warner to stay in coverage. But I kind of want, I don't know. We'll see. I do think Nick Martin's going to get probably 2.5-3 sacks, though, on the year. He's going to play a lot more. He's going to be out there a lot. A lot. Big Tone. Talk about Bryce Huff. He has a high pressure rate regardless of sack production, barring last year. That should help. The team, it doesn't hurt at all. It's consistency. And when one of them eat, they all eat. And so if he is forcing the quarterback to speed up and get the ball out faster, that helps your corners. That helps your backers. It helps your safeties. Helps Bosa. Helps the inside pass rush guys. That's where it is. Mark right here. I heard somewhere league average equates $1.5 million per sack. Yeah, and that's bumped up recently. It's like a 1.8 now. That's just what it costs. It's what it costs. Let's see here. 90-man roster series is goated. Man, thank you, Miguel. Every year when it's time to do that, I'm like, do we do it again? 90 episodes. It's so much time. It's so much work. should we do it again? And I'm like, you know what? Nobody else is doing this. I don't want to rehash content out for that everybody else is doing. Why not? There's a reason why nobody else does it, because it's a gauntlet, you know. But I'm very thankful whenever people take time and you know, put positive things out there, and it makes a difference. And you know, one of the cool things about it is, you know, doing that, you kind of like some of these guys on the back end of the roster, they don't get any talk publicity whatsoever, because everybody just talks about kind of your top end roster guys. And it's cool, you know, families reach out and whatever else, and that's kind of cool. And so, you know, maybe providing some context and some stories and helping some that want to know about the back end of the roster guys. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, what's up, Salty? How you doing, man? I'd love to see you, buddy. Let's see here. Sacks are harder to come by due to how quality the ball comes at, how quickly the ball. Yeah, that's today's NFL. Quick, 1-2, boom, 1-2, boom, 1-2, boom, 1-2, boom. Yeah, that's huge. Schedule question. Being Indy for Monday Night Football, what are the odds that gets flexed? I doubt it. But that is a possibility as always, but I don't think so. The 49ers, at that part of the season, they fill TV. So flexing the 49ers out of a primetime game almost never happens, because 49ers got 5 primetime games this year because the fans show up and the fans turn on the TV. So that's going to be there. It is going to be there. Uncle Salty just drove back, but right past the press box, thinking about the pregame party coming up in September. Oh, I loved it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Leon, thank you. Said a huge fan of the 90 Man series. That's what's up. Oh, we got Rusty in the house. What's up, buddy? I love the roster series. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's see here. Let's keep going with this. All right. Now, a couple other things just on the Bryce Huff before we go talk about our other player. The contract is awesome. You have him for 2 years. And you're going to be able to do kind of like, man, if it doesn't work, not a big deal. If it does work, you gave up a compensation pick, fifth round pick. It's what it is. But this was a major glaring hole on your roster, having a specialist. I love that. I love that. Now, ideally, he plays out this contract, goes and gets paid elsewhere. You get that compensation pick right back. And that's the evolution. Or probably better case, he balls out, gets, you know, 8 sacks or whatever else. You sign him to an extension and he's here for a long time. He's only 27. Like, he has a sustainable NFL career. Now, he does have 2 injuries. He had a back issue 4 years ago, and he had wrist ligament surgery in 2024, caused him to miss 5 games. But, you know, no knees, no any of that stuff. I think you're okay there. Skywalker, thanks for the super chat. Niners at a top 10 defense, calling it right now. Glad you're back, John. Coaching matters. Players matter. Going from Nick Sorensen to Robert Saleh, with Gus Bradley helping, that's crazy. it's probably the biggest improvement on the 49ers team, whether roster, coaching, whatever. The fact that you now have a capable NFL coach calling your defense that's been here before. Top 10, especially with the schedule, not out of the question by any stretch. I do like that. I do like that very much. So I'm with you there. Now, let's go talk about our other guy, the new 49ers wide receiver. And I am probably more excited than anybody else on this guy. But before we do, you want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to the mattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to the mattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's a win-win-win. Go to the mattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, let's talk about Malik Knowles. Wide receiver, the 49ers just added out of nowhere. I really love this kid. One passion. Okay, so let's go through his journey. This is somebody that was an undrafted free agent back in 2023. Now he goes to 2 teams. He was with the Vikings, then he was with the Packers, but he was injured, and it was an undisclosed injury. So gets invited to the combine, all that stuff, but couldn't participate. Undisclosed injury. You don't have to disclose pre-NFL injuries. He got injured before the NFL combine. And so he's on the NFI list, gets waived from the Vikings, never got healthy. Then he was with Green Bay last year, off and on, off and on, didn't catch. Now the 49ers got him. So the good and the bad. The bad, man, John, why are you excited about a guy who's really not played at all in the NFL through 2 years? Like, undrafted free agent, 2 years in the NFL, like, why would you be excited? Well, hold on just a second. I'm so glad that you asked, even though I'm talking for myself. This is a 49ers rush crush guy. We put in our draft evaluation back in 2023. I said that he would go in the seventh round, but I had a fifth round grade on him, right? So, yeah, fifth round grade, calm down. You're not that much in love with him. But here's this was before we started doing our 49ers fit score. He's a 10 out of 10 49ers fit. Like, he fits. Listen to the draft writer. This was before he ever, you know, was drafted. Electric playmaker, just needs the ball in his hands. Yak guy. Outside wide receiver with very smooth routes. Struggles first press. Yeah, that's an issue. But tell me the 49ers don't always go after that. Returner and jet sweep. Upside, good hands, and will likely outperform his draft position. Hasn't yet. Hasn't yet. Three rushing touchdowns in 2022. Tracks the ball well. Insane competitor. Every time you watch him, it's just get your popcorn ready, man. Like, that's what he's. Huge yards per catch for a screen guy. Top end speed isn't great, but he still made a lot of big plays. And again, I have to be let everybody know this. One of my closest friends coached this guy in high school. And, you know, I talked to him and I'm like, dude, tell me about this guy. He's like one of the greatest human beings. Like, best friends with my, like, one of my, you know, my youngest son, whatever. Like, great guy. Keeps in contact with his coaches. And so I found out about this way before it was on the thing. But again, I don't want to put that out there. That's not my job. But I knew he was coming to the 49ers days before it was announced, because this guy still keeps in contact with his high school coaches and that community. Like, this dude's a community guy. He's a character guy. He's a high explosive guy. He just hasn't been healthy. 6'2", 193. And just, man, touchdowns, My comp for him was Laviska Shenault. That was, you know, Justin Blackmon. The athletic profile says that, Justin Blackmon. But the play style, he's a yak guy. Now, back in 2023, the 49ers had Debo. You don't have a Debo-esque guy anymore on this roster. And I'm not saying Malik Knowles is Debo. Nobody is Debo. Debo is Debo, but he's a Debo style, bigger bodied, physical guy that just runs through arm tackles. That is what Malik Knowles is. Now, can he stay healthy? Can he grab a spot? I think that the best path for Malik Knowles on the 49ers is just like another undrafted free agent that didn't catch on anywhere last year, Sam Okwuonu, Sam O, where, man, this guy is somebody we really like coming out of the draft. Didn't work for them. I think he was at Tennessee, Sam O. It's the exact same thing. And so that should be the pathway. I'm not saying Malik Knowles makes the 53-man roster, and it shouldn't be expected to be that. But is he somebody that can catch on, be on the practice squad, and then get called up in part-time duty, especially early, with Ayuk out, DeMarcus Robinson out, and maybe say, like, okay, this is a guy that could be a back into the roster, promote from the practice squad for a couple of games, and maybe he catches on and does something. Because you don't have this guy. Regan Pearsall is going to be in the Debo role, but he's not that uber physical, run through tackles guy. That's not what he is. He's a space creator horizontally. Great hands, great routes. Malik Knowles, that's a Debo type guy. And so, but he could play outside. Debo played outside, but Malik Knowles could play outside. He's much bigger, 6'2", right? 200 pounds. So this dude had 14 receiving touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns, like, and was a huge kick returner specialist. Like, you could design plays for Malik Knowles. And yeah, he's been around, but can he stay healthy? That's number one. And what's he going to do on special teams? That's his pathway. And I think he's a better wide receiver than Junior Bergen, who you just spent a seventh round pick on. But like, can he be that return guy that pushes in the wide receiver room? That's where that's going to be. What's up, Jared Dog? Appreciate you, man. I like Jared Dog. Thanks for the super chat. He says, hashtag CC props. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, so that's what's up. Kind of a wide back, yes. That you're exactly correct. He fits that mold. Exactly that mold. Let's see here. I legit want John's hat. Everybody likes this. What's up, Ty? How we doing, man? My man, Ty. I love Ty. That's what's up. Can I put his name? I love it. I love it. I love it. So, oh, look at this. What's up? I'm nobody you need to know. Appreciate the super chat, too. Says, thanks for giving me something to watch before my physical therapy appointment. Unfortunately, I got to go now. Looking forward to the season. Go Niners. Dude, hopefully physical therapy is not fun. I know. But you got this, man. Push through. We'll be here whenever you get a chance to listen to it. Thanks for the support. I love it. I love it. I love it. Monkey Boy, if he can't get any separation, that's not what I said. Then he will be able to get, no, press, he struggles with that. He gets separation, but press man corners, he struggled with. Not saying he didn't have any success, like, no separation is Deebo Samuel. I'm saying he struggled versus press. Guys get, he's a bigger body wide receiver. But, like, you can design and manufacture touches for Malik Knowles. These, you can do the jet sweeps, the quick screens, all that kind of tunnel screens, jailbreak screens, punt returns, whatever else. Like, he could do those things. And so most of the guys you got, Jacob Cowing, Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk, DeMarcus Robinson, they're space creators, right? They are guys that get space and separation. You don't have to have all those guys. It's okay to have some of these tough physical wide backs that can, hey, we need a jet sweep. Malik Knowles, get in there. We're going to do a fake jet sweep in the first quarter, and we're going to do an actual jet sweep to him in the third quarter, right? Something like that. But this is a back end of the roster guy. I don't think he got any guarantees. But I'm telling you, it's a fit, and I'm telling you, he fits the culture of the 49ers. This is somebody that bleeds football. Kansas State, if they do anything well, they get tough as hell, mean as hell competitors, and you're not going to find anybody like that like Malik Knowles. Like, you just watch the tape and you're like, this dude loves football. Like, it's evident, right? What is, anytime you ever hear John Lynch, you know, president, whatever he's going to be, politician guy, Captain America, we want guys that love football. Well, Malik Knowles loves football. You watch, I shouldn't say this, I'm going to say it anyway. You watch Jordan Watkins, that doesn't come across the tape at all. You know, you see plays off, not blocking. Turn around watching these guys play football. Like, you watch Malik Knowles. If you go watch the Malik Knowles, then watch Jordan Walker. And it's just some guys, even from the wide receiver position, you can see passion, you can see energy, you can see toughness, you can see grit. You can see, like, Malik Knowles got it in spades. Oh, I freaking love him. I freaking love him. Right here, Uncle Salty. No, sounds intriguing. A potential preseason MVP, another special teams could. Exactly. That's the role. That's the role. Right here. Does Malik Knowles enjoy hitting defenders like Deebo did? 100%. I mean, just tough, tough, tough. And you go back and you watch that 2023 Kansas State team. Anytime they had to have it, close game, fourth quarter game, third down, fourth down, Malik Knowles was the primary target, number one guy. And that was with Will Howard as quarterback, you know, who went into Ohio State. Now he's the Steelers. Like, Will Howard, that was his guy that he went to. And I know we're going back old, but that's okay. Let's see here. Also, who saw Trent Taylor being injured for the entire season? Yeah, Trent Taylor's awesome. One of Kyle Shanahan's besties. You never want anybody to be injured, but I am thankful that with him going on IR, he'll get paid an injury settlement. That's huge. But now he can't play for the 49ers for this year. And I think that's, I don't want to say it's a positive, but like, you never wanted Trent Taylor to be on the 49ers in the regular season again. We saw that last year, and it was just like, oh, this dude should not be out there. He can catch, he can run routes, he can catch punts, but it's just like catching down. There's no dynamic anything. So you replace the Trent Taylor slot guy, punt return guy with a dude that's 6 inches taller, 30 pounds heavier, just as fast, with anger and things to prove, I'll take that all day. Will it pan out? Maybe not. But there's upside here, and there's scheme fit here, and there's physicality yak here. You didn't get any of that with Trent Taylor. Trent Taylor was just a safe punt returner. That was it. Why do we have Trent Taylor out there? Well, he's not going to fumble the punt. Come on, man. That's not enough in today's NFL, in my opinion. Yeah, right here, Rusty. Grit. That's the word for 2025. Grit. You filled the entire draft with guys with nothing but grit for the most part. And, yeah, I like this. I like going and getting them. Right here, don't sleep on the silent impact that Farrell will have. Luke Farrell, we're getting some tight end two talk. I love it, Leon. Between assisting the offensive line and freeing up Kittle to get more targets, that will be a game changer. You know, Luke Farrell said, you know, the 49ers came after me. Like, there was nobody else even close. They overpaid, but they had a plan. Everybody complained about George Kittle blocking on pass, you know, third down, important fourth quarter reps or whatever, pass blocking. That ain't going to be the case anymore, not with Luke Farrell. And you're going to have George Kittle early. Oh, man. Going to have George Kittle early. Whenever Ayuk's still out and DeMarcus Robinson's out, especially with Pearsall being injured, hopefully he's ready by camp. Doesn't seem like a serious one. You're going to have Kittle out there on pass routes all the time. AB, could you see Grendel getting some more touches? He can fill the role for some of those Debo-type plays. Give him a jet sweep or two. He's pretty fast. Yeah. Grendo, here's the issue. I would like another running back, whether that's Isaac Grendo, Jordan James, don't care, Patrick Taylor Jr. I want more two running back sets, like what you did with Debo and CMC. And so personally, I would prefer Grendo in the running back role and CMC in the Debo role, personally. So I'd flip it a little bit from what you're suggesting, AB. Because I don't think Grendel runs good routes. I know that he runs good routes on air. But last year he had 84 carries, 420 yards, 4 touchdowns. I would like that to be right at 100. Yeah, I'd like 100 carries for Isaac Grendel over the year. Spread out much more so, right? Because if I pull up the game logs, let's see how many games he got carries in. One, two, man, actually, not bad. One, two, three games he didn't get carries in. But like, okay, week 6 he had 10 carries. Week 8 he had 14. Week 13 he had 15. Week 14 he had 16. Like, I would like Isaac Grendel to get 4 to 8 carries a game. That's what I would like. Just a little change of pace. More snaps than carries, obviously. But put him in the running back role. Motion CMC out to that slot role, especially early. Yeah, I would like that. And my thing for the jet sweeps with Isaac Grendel, he has no vision whatsoever. Probably the worst vision in the NFL for a running back player. He has to have predetermined holes. So that's difficult. Maybe he grows into that some and elevates that place out. I mean, it can't get worse. But like, you watch almost all of Isaac Grendel's big runs, it's inside zone. They're almost all inside zone. Where like, okay, I'm running through this B gap. I'm following this guard. I'm following this. Those outside zone carries, he could bounce every now and then, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Uncle Salty, can't wait to see Watkins play in preseason. Thought he was a reach, but apparently coaching staff is really excited about this kid. I want Jordan Watkins to be the best rookie of this draft class because I am with you. I did not like it at all. I didn't even put a 7th round grade on him. He wasn't even one of my 340 that I graded, and I watched him, and I was like, I don't want to try. I didn't want to do a negative write-up. I did not like his college tape at all. But he is a speed demon, and they like the personality. They like the combine workout. I hope it translates. Not a fan of what he put on tape, but, man, if that could be a hit, I'd be so happy about it. I'm pulling for Jordan Watkins. I really, really am. I'm pulling for him. Yeah, right here. Grendel plays per touch. 2-4-1-3-2-4-60-1-2-3-3-2-3. And that's what I put in my draft write-up on him, Rusty, was, man, a lot of two-yard plays. If he could get past that first level, watch out. It's just getting him past that first level and the fumbles. That was an issue. But hopefully that's past him now as well. That's huge. I would love this. Trips bunch with Pearsall, Kittle, and CMC. Sign me up, man. Sign me up. Yes, I would love that. Trips Bunch on the backside. You got Juwan Jennings on a 1-on-1 route with the corner. Yeah, yes. Yeah, I would absolutely love that. You read my mind. You read my mind. But, man, this is a fun show. I'm glad to be back. Again, go check out our Patreon channel. The49ersRush.com is the best way to support us because we get all of that. Both links are in the description of this video. I have one tape up of Bryce Huff. I'm going to get another tape up of Bryce Huff very, very soon. I'm going to get that done first thing in the morning, tomorrow morning. And so also we have our Coach Approach show tomorrow as well. So that's kind of what we have on the agenda. Meanwhile, I'm going to start getting to my, our 90-man roster countdown and kind of what all that entails. So excited about that. Thank you guys for coming back. And man, if you have not yet, go get your tickets to the 49ers Rush Road Trip on the TickPick app. And whether you're going to a Rush Road Trip game or not, TickPick app is the way to go from here on out. They're sponsoring our show for the rest of the year. I am so pumped to be partnered with them because I always tell people to use them. And now we're working together, and I'm so excited about that. So if you're going to any sporting event whatsoever, TickPick app is the way to go. Trust me, the customer service alone, if there were any issues, they'll take care of you. Thank you guys for everything. It's been fun. Glad to be back. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. And the experts at Omaha Steaks are making it easy for you to deliver uncompromising quality with gifts that are sure to make his day. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD when you shop omahasteaks.com today. We know being your dad means he already has everything he could want. But just picture the look on his face when he sees those extra-aged USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and more. With carefully curated gift packages from America's original butcher, it's never been easier to show everyone why you're dad's favorite. And every bite is 100% guaranteed to bring a thrill to the king of the grill. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD. But don't wait. Father's Day is June 15th. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.